This is the Ben and Ashley I Almost Famous Podcast with iHeartRadio.
It's another episode of the Almost Famous Podcast. We are still here. We are back, and we are bigger and better than ever. Why? Because of all you listening. Ashley, hello.
Hi, Ben. So I was following your fiance's Insta stories this week, and lots of people are wondering if you guys got secretly married because she was wearing two bands. What's up?
I hope she listens to this because she's going to be so embarrassed. So
why?
Oh, because it's hilarious. If you only knew my sweet little naive fiance, you would laugh at this. So what happened was she had her bands made already. Around her ring, and they came in and they're beautiful.
Her bands? She has multiple bands?
Well, so her ring that she has is like a diamond in the middle, and then she got a band on the top and a band on the bottom. So it kind of like sandwiches it. Yeah. And it came in. So she had a maid. She had to send her ring overseas, which she was super nervous about. It was like, took like a month and a half to 2 months. It came back last week. And she put them on. And she,
wait a second, her engagement ring she had to send away?
Yeah, yeah.
No, oh my god, she hasn't been wearing it for that long.
No, she's been so nervous. So there's all this buildup, and she loves her ring like so much. And it comes in the mail. These bands come in the mail. She puts them on, and she like is in love. And so I come home one day, and she shows me the ring and the bands around it. And she says, do you have a problem with me wearing this? And I said, I don't have a problem. Like, I don't care. Like, I don't, I mean, I guess I don't know like the tradition of it all, but at the same time, if you love it and it like makes you smile, then maybe take it off like a month before the wedding and we'll, you know, you can wear it after that, but I don't care if you wear it till then. And she's like, I don't know. Is that weird? And I was like, I don't, maybe it's
to
weird.
To me, it is weird, but I'll explain later.
Yeah. And so we kind of went back and forth on this, and she took them off for like a couple hours. And then a couple hours later, she put them back on. I saw her sitting at the table, and she was like looking at her ring. I was like, how about you just wear it? Like, if you love them and it makes you happy and like you're proud of it, then like wear it. And so right now, I think she's still wearing them. I have a feeling she'll take them off at some point because I think her mom maybe mentioned to her that like, hey, Jess, like that's a little like you should wait, but
like bad luck.
No, nah, I don't think it's bad luck.
No bad luck.
Yeah. As much as just like, kind of like, yeah, like you said, like it's a little
traditional. Just be traditional.
Yeah. So yes, she is wearing her bands. We did not get secretly married. We are still engaged. Our wedding is still set, but she's doing this just because I think she's like so excited. I don't know.
That's so cute. I wouldn't do it. It's just like a cool step to take when it's the time to take that step. You know, like I like to be official when things are official. I'm very traditional. I know you guys are. So I would recommend just for like sake of, well, not regretting it. Yeah. And it not being special when the time actually comes to not wear it right now. But, you know, it's totally up to her. That rolls me over into another question. How do you feel about man engagement bands? Like, if you got yours now, would you wear it?
No. And here's why. For another reason, I'm not going to probably wear a ring. I'm going to get one. Just time out.
Ben, no. Time out. No, Ben, no.
I'm going to get one tattooed on. I have a weird thing I always have with rings. Like, they kind of make me feel claustrophobic, and like they always have. Like, I've never worn a ring. I used to try because one of the producers on the show wore a ring, Alon, and I was like, that's cool, and I'm gonna try it. And then I did, and it gave me like panic attacks.
It's like your genie braces. You know how like the genie, he felt so free once the braces came off his wrist.
It's exactly how I felt. So I was like, I think I'm going to get tattooed, and she's cool with it. I'm still going to get a band, and try to wear it, but like, it's a good backup. So no, I'll be honest, as much as I'm excited about marrying, Jessica, I am not looking forward to having a ring. That's my
thing. But like in my traditional mind, it's totally okay for you to have it tattooed on.
Oh, yeah.
For me, I just need an outward symbol that you are married and taken.
Oh yeah. I'm not trying to hide that part. I'm mostly trying to just say like, I don't want something on my finger, and I play with everything on my like body. I'm always a fiddler. Like right now I have a water cap that I'll spin this whole podcast because I'll probably get a little anxious and I'll just spin it.
Yeah.
Yeah, so that's the big thing. But we had a That's a great question, because we had a big conversation around this ring and her bands. And I just think, I mean, it's kind of cute for me to see her so excited and love this, you know, piece of jewelry so much that she just doesn't want to take it off. It makes my heart warm. So
cute.
Yeah. Also, Ashley, another big thing. After the Easter weekend here, last night, I got my very first real facial from Jessica, because she is opening up her spa in Denver, and we painted it all weekend.
Fun.
Yeah, but she gave me this facial, and I need to ask you this. She made the comment to me, and you know, she makes comments to me that like my friends probably could make, and I would get less mad at my friends. But like she said, your face just like really sucked up all that moisturizer, like you have really dry skin. And I was like, I didn't even comment. I was like, I don't want to hear it. But question for you.
Yeah.
Like, is it common after a facial to have like all of the liquid just like gone off of your face? Like, I feel like I had really dry skin, and I don't want to tell her that, but I feel like I did.
Well, after a facial, you'd probably feel like more hydrated than you did going into it.
Oh, I do.
Okay. Well, I think that also, there's a difference, and she'll tell you this, between dry skin and not hydrated skin. Like, one is like natural, you're born with dry skin, and you have to like kind of overcompensate. And then not being hydrated means that you're not like treating it properly with the right products and with enough water. So we're gonna have to figure out what I'll you are, especially in Denver, being that you
super
are
dry.
Such a dry climate.
Yeah.
That we don't really know what it is.
I'm learning a lot
but
about
I'm
my
sure
skin.
Sure, she's
obviously.
Gonna get you covered. Apparently you said that Jess said your skin was fed up. Are you sure she didn't mean like it sucked all the hydration into it because it was so thirsty?
Yeah, I think that's what she meant. I don't really know this skin stuff, Ashley. Obviously,
you're going to learn.
I'm going to be learning a lot, and she knows so much. I mean, she's always talking about skin, and my friends now, all my guy friends, have these, like, pimples and stuff on their face, and it's hilarious because, like, when they're alone with just, like, the two of us, they'll be like, hey, Jess, I know this is weird, but, like, can you look at this spot on my face? I'm about to do the same thing. Because that girl, she's good. She's got magic hands.
Well, remind the listeners where they can book her when it is open.
It's going to be called Just Skin Denver, or Just Skin Denver. And then she's opened up a spa on South Pearl Street, which is an awesome little area down just south of the city. Huge, huge deal for her. So yeah, we painted all weekend. I have paint in the oddest of places. I don't know if you've ever painted like ceilings and trim.
I've never. No.
But, woo.
I've painted an armoire before.
Yeah.
That's
it
the
got
biggest
my
thing
eyebrows and everything. Well, hey, that's enough about that. Ashley, we got a good podcast coming up. We got Heather Martin coming on in just a bit. We also have the guys from this upcoming season released. We're going to dive into all of this here in just a second. But before we do, let's take one break, and we come back. We're going to break down Katie Thurston's Men along with talking to Heather Martin. Ashley, we're going to do this a few times on this podcast, but today is what we call our first reactions, which is the most judgmental, most surface level thing that we probably ever do on this podcast. I'm sure I do more. But we're going to read their names, where they're from, and we have their pictures pulled up here. So we're going to give our first reactions to Katie Thurston's Men and who we think they are. This means nothing, except it's hopefully going to help all the listeners become more familiar with some of the names that they'll be watching as The Bachelorette rolls out in just a few short months. Ashley, we're going to start here with Trey. Trey's 26. He's from Covington, Georgia.
Yeah, and you guys, I want you to follow along if you can, if you're not in the car or whatnot. So we're looking at Us Weekly's breakdown. If you go to Us Weekly and you type in Katie Thurston's potential season 17 Bachelorette cast revealed, follow with us, see if we're right, in your opinion, if we're wrong. Andrew's first, yes?
First, Ashley, we got Andrew S. He's 26 years old from Waukegan, Illinois.
Sweet face.
Very kind man. That guy, kind dude. That's what we're going to say about him. Next up, we got Austin. He's 25 from Mission Viejo, California.
He looks like he's gonna be a. He's really gonna try to put the moves on.
Yeah, what I'm seeing in this one, I'm seeing this. He is about to be a night one like name that we talk about. Okay. I think he's gonna have a great first reaction. Here's one that's been getting a lot of attention from some former Bachelor alumni. His name is Bo.
I think Bayo.
Bayo, okay. His name is Bayo. He's 36 from Concord, New Hampshire.
Okay, I like this guy. I mean, he's obviously very handsome. He looks like he could be a model, and I like that he's 36.
I think this guy, if he doesn't end up as the winner this season, I think you're going to see him as a very hot name in Paradise. That's my thought. Mm-hmm. We got Brandon, 26, from Mokinga, Illinois.
Okay, he kind of reminds me of Francine from Arthur in the way that Ben Flanick reminds some people of Francine.
Yeah, he has a story to tell. I'm saying that because of his necklace with a ring on it that represents something that he's wearing in this picture.
Oh my goodness, could it be like an old wedding ring from somebody who passed away?
I don't know. We'll have to wait and see, Ash. Well, here's Brendan. He's 26 from Toronto, Canada.
He's like too clean cut for me.
Yeah, you know what? That guy, he's very similar to me in that he can't grow a beard if he tried his hardest. Mm.
But I like guys who can't grow beards.
Well, you married
one.
Not
saying I don't like this guy.
Christian, he's 26 from Newburyport, Maryland.
Could you... It's Massachusetts.
Massachusetts, yep.
And it looks like he took this picture on Harvard's campus. He is preppy, preppy, preppy.
I have to agree with you. That's what I want to say. He is a very preppy man from Massachusetts there. Cody, 27, from Montclair, New Jersey.
Real estate agent?
I was going to say he could sell me a home any day of the week. Oh, man. We got Connor B, 29, from Columbia, Illinois.
He wants to start trouble.
You know, I see it opposite. I think he is a wallflower. I don't think he says
much.
I don't think we hear much from him. And I'm trying to look at the. I originally thought this picture had him with a shirt on with a bunch of hearts on it. And I was like, oh, no. But nah, it's not true. Yeah,
are
I just
strawberries?
Don't. I don't know what they are.
No, they're not strawberries either.
Yeah, just a little design. We got Connor C, 28, from Edmond, Oklahoma.
I like this guy. He just reminds me of somebody that I know, so he has a familiar face to me.
I'm saying the same thing as I said earlier. I don't think we hear much from him. I think he's a nice guy. I'm sure he's a sweet man. But I don't see him rocking the boat enough to be around very long. David, 27, from New York, New York.
Well, this guy is standing in front of this architectural thing in New York that every time I drive by, I'm like, what is that?
Yeah.
Is that a roller coaster or does it just look like a roller coaster? So I'm distracted by that.
He might be in my top three. I think this he has the look already, right? He has his chin held high. He's smiling big. He knows how to pose for a photo. I could see this dude being around a while. Dennis,
yeah, he looks nice. I like him.
Dennis, 26, from Chicago, Illinois.
Dennis is the eager guy. You know, the guy that's always over eager and like looks at the girl like just with hungry eyes. That's
yeah,
him.
Yeah, he's gonna share his heart on night one and be broken. Poor guy. Just tough breakup there for him. Gabriel, 35, from Charlotte, North Carolina.
Adrian Brody. Like, is this guy an artiste?
Ooh, an artiste. I think this is a guy where, like, his picture doesn't do him justice.
Okay.
You know, like, he's gonna come in and he might be a fan favorite. Similar
like
to Tyler Cameron. Yeah.
Okay.
Garrett, 29, from Salinas, California.
Don't tell me this guy doesn't look like Bradley Cooper.
Kind of does. Yeah, good looking guy.
Yeah.
Yeah, real broad shoulders
he's
on that.
He's very comfortable
fella.
In front of the camera.
Yeah, yeah, he's kind of like he's just like the decent guy with broad shoulders and probably puts on a suit and looks real good. Hey, Greg, 27, from Edison, New Jersey.
Okay, so I kind of saw Ryan Gosling in this, like a poor man's Ryan Gosling, in like a Sean Boothy sort of way.
Interesting. Yeah, you know, this guy,
he might be cuter on TV.
He's a sweet man. He really loves his family. He has great deep friendships. And he's gonna have a hard time stepping away from them. We got Hunter, 34, from San Angelo, Texas.
I love these stories that, Ben makes up. We got another eager one here. I don't see him going very far. He's kind of reminds me of boy band manager from last season.
Yeah. What I say about him is Hunter is going to have a really hard time in the house. And here's why. his hair takes at least 45 minutes to get ready. Mm-hmm. And you probably have at most 20 minutes in those little bathrooms when you're in the mansion. And at some point he's going to snap because the perfectly placed spikes aren't going to work anymore. And the poor guy, it's not going to go okay for him. We got James. He's 30 from New York, New York.
I love comparing guys to previous seasons. Obviously, this guy reminds me like of a Ben. Not you, Ben, but Ben from Tayshia's season.
Why doesn't he remind you of me? No, say it. You can say it, Ashley.
This guy looks more like Ben. That's why. And his eyebrows are too groomed for a man.
Oh, I thought you were going to say because he's got big arms. He's got big arms.
I don't notice stuff like that.
Oh, come on. Well, this is the guy. I notice he shaves his arms, which is something that I've considered multiple times in my life. Done it once.
He shaves his arms and waxes his brows.
Yeah. I mean, hey, spend some time. Okay. We got Jeff, 31, from Cranford, New Jersey.
This guy needs a new haircut.
Yeah. Well, you know, I've tried it. I had a little back. You could probably find some pictures. Back in 2016, I grew my hair out, had a little recession on the sides, tried
this
to make
got
up
a recession, guys.
Yeah. And it just didn't go well for me. Finally, one of my buddies says, hey, Ben, you need to cut your hair. That just isn't working for you anymore. Hey, John, 27, from Santa Cruz, California.
I like this guy, too.
Yeah, he's in top three.
He's dashing.
Bayo. And this guy, and then the guy from New York. I'm liking him. Here's Joshua, 25, from Pembroke Pines, Florida.
I like Joshua too. Good vibes.
Yeah, this is the guy we're gonna watch at least for one episode doing bicep curls in the at the mansion around the pool.
Or probably.
I guess they're not gonna be at the mansion. So wherever this season shooting, New Mexico maybe.
Mm-hmm.
Justin, 26, from Ellicott. Maryland.
He may want to start some trouble. He looks like he's trying to be a tough guy in this picture.
He has the same shirt I have. I wear, you know, here's the thing. I wear that shirt on nights out with my buddies when I'm trying to make a statement. He's wearing that shirt to be cool. So you take that for what you will. Carl, okay. 33, Miami, Florida.
I don't have much to say about him.
There's a lot left unknown from this picture.
Way to just take it to another level.
Yeah. We got Kyle, 26, from Sarasota, Florida.
Nice enough. Boy next door.
He's wearing
a lot of these guys are young.
Yeah, he's wearing one of those shirts. I like wearing them. They're like the yeah, is that what they're called? They're like long underwear material.
Jared's favorite kind of shirt too.
Yeah, and anytime a guy wears that shirt, you know he likes to be comfortable. You know he feels good in his own skin. Like that guy is more about comfort than he is about fashion, and I respect it. Mm-hmm. I respect it. Landon, 25, Bakersfield, California.
I take back that the other guy needs a haircut. This guy needs to figure out his hair situation even more.
Yeah, terrible tan lines on this fella because he wears about 10 bracelets. so his wrists are pure white. Never getting a tan, especially New Mexico. Marcus, 30, Vancouver, Washington.
He's sweet, too. I really like his look.
Yeah, he's going to be around a while. Kind of like I said earlier, this picture doesn't do this guy justice. Like, it's a good picture. He's smiling. You put it on your LinkedIn. All those things. But when you get to know him, I think we're going to like him.
I think we're going to like him.
Marty, 25, from Reno, Nevada.
This guy is like rad, as our producer Amy would say. Like, he's got edge, and he looks like he could be like from another era with his style.
He's wearing, I think it's a flower earring. And when people do that, I automatically like get nervous around them. And here's why. Because they're just cooler than me. Like if you
a
can
flower
wear
earring or no, a feather earring,
feather earring. When I see somebody wearing a feather earring, my social anxiety heightens because I go, there's no way I'm cool enough for this person and to be.
Well, look at his rings, Ben. They must be making you very claustrophobic.
Yeah, this is a lot. Michael A. 36 from Akron, Ohio.
Oh, man, this guy is going to just really struggle to stay around. Like, he's the one that pleads to stay when it's just not happening.
Yeah, I mean, he's on the older side of this cast. Mm-hmm. That has to play with you a little bit, right? Like, to be the oldest person in the house.
He's not the oldest, but he's tied.
He's tied. Yeah, so I would see the same thing. Moving on then to Mike P. 31 from Surprise, Arizona.
He's fine. I wonder if religion is going to come up with him because he's really sporting the cross necklace.
Yeah, it's the cross necklace is hanging out. I mean, it looks like.
And he's got a band too.
Yeah, it looks like to me this guy falls asleep with his teeth whiteners on, which is never fun. If you've ever done that, it really gets the,
it scares me.
It gets the gums going. They can kind of get sensitive. We get Courtney, 26, from Arlington, Texas.
Courtney spells his name very interestingly.
I hope I said it right.
A Courtney, which is kind of cool. He definitely doesn't know how to pose for a photo. He's even got a little stomach showing
midriff.
As the breeze hits his
little
shirt.
Little midriff. Yeah. Well, there you go. Who doesn't love a little midriff? Tanner, 28, from Del Mar, California.
Oh, Tanner. I wonder how Tanner feels about there being another Tanner. I don't know if this guy is going to stick around very long. We'll see.
He's a sweet dude.
He looks older than his age. He's a little dorky.
Who doesn't love a little dorky? A little nerdy?
No, everybody loves a little dorky.
Tom S., 28, from San Diego, California.
He looks very confident.
Yeah.
He could be like one of those guys that like borders between confident and cocky.
Yeah. He knows how to pose for a photo. He has very tight pants on and
he's not facing
the camera, right? So he's kind of sitting to the side, which is always a strong move because if you face the camera with tight pants on, it just gets awkward.
But it's almost as if he's trying to draw attention to his package area by having his hands there.
Well, hey, at least
confidence move.
Thomas is confident. Trey, 26, from Covington, Georgia.
Another friendly face. I don't know that this guy has a face that we can't like. Like, I don't know if this face can belong to a personality that we don't like.
Another big Paradise guy. I feel like he's going to do really well in Paradise. We're going to need to know him better, and we're really going to fall in love with him. Victor, 32, from Galveston, Texas.
This looks like a salt of the earth type man. I feel like he works with his hands. He's got some crow's feet and a very full beard. He reminds me... Again, like it's almost like a Sean Booth like vibe, even though like I don't think this guy is as attractive as Sean Booth.
He has an alligator skin belt on, which makes me think that fashion is important. If you could scroll down on this photo, I bet he has cowboy boots on.
Totally.
To match his alligator skin belt. I'm a big fan of alligators. If you don't know this about me, they're my favorite, which actually you do know about me.
You sent me
a crocodile. It's still sitting right beside me right now.
Stop. Is it like on your mantle?
Hold up. Let me get it here.
You have it in arm's reach? That's so sweet. Oh my God. Aw. That's so sweet.
Yeah, it's a big deal for me. When Ashley Iaconetti sends you a gift, you keep it. I mean... I wish I would have got it signed on the belly region. But I can always say when all my friends come over, they're like, oh, sweet crocodile. I'll say, you know who sent me that? Ashley Iaconetti. Yes, the Ashley Iaconetti.
Sweet. Thank you, Ben.
Ashley, that's all the guys. Here's my first take on these dudes. I think it might be the best looking group of men that I've seen going into a show in a long time.
I would concur. Like, you know how the past couple seasons, just based on the initial pictures, we've been like, oh my God.
Yeah, what are we going to do?
Poor so and so. Like, it's not the greatest looking bunch. And then they always turn out to be very nice looking on TV. This season, I'm looking at these photos and I don't feel an initial bad for Katie. Like,
no.
If this is what they look like in the pictures, they're going to look even better in real life.
You hope so, right? Like, that's what we're thinking, because it's traditionally the way. I mean, I remember when Hannah Brown season came out, and we were like, whoa, what is going on? And then they end up being some, like, really good-looking dudes, and it all makes sense in the end. Super nice-looking guys from all over the U.S., a wide age range. I think that's one thing that people are going to continue to pay attention to. The age range here on Katie's season is pretty wide. We have, like, what, 20... What's the youngest?
I think it's 25 to 36, which is good and very similar to Claire and Tayshia's season, except for Katie smack in the middle of those ages. I think she's 31 or 32. So I think it's all great and age appropriate for her. Not that I can determine what is age appropriate for her. She can choose whatever she wants. But like, I think that's the age range that I would be interested in if I were 30 in The Bachelorette. Well, it looks like that's the majority of the cast. Of course, we don't know who's confirmed until ABC releases it to the website. So we will update you when that comes out. Anyway, we have one girl here in the waiting room. Should we take a break and let the anticipation simmer? Or should we bring Heather right in?
No, Heather Martin will be coming on right after the break. Here's the thing. Ashley is going to grill her for everything good that happened on her time during Matt James's season of The Bachelor. We'll be back with the Almost Famous Podcast.
All right. It's the moment that we've all been waiting for since we got news last night that you were coming on. Heather, thanks for being here. We have more questions for you than I feel like we've had for guests in a long time.
Oh my goodness.
Burning questions, you know, like behind the scenes questions. We had a great conversation with Joe Park last week, and we had so many questions for him. I love him so much, but we got a lot of Bachelor related questions for you.
I'm nervous.
All right, I'm sorry. Have you done an interview since?
This is my first interview.
We feel very privileged.
Yes, of course. You guys are always first, so.
Thank you. You're so sweet. Okay. So take us back. When did you start having the initial thoughts to possibly want to go on Matt's season? Or were you trying to meet him off camera first?
So no, to be honest. So back up, it all started. So Hannah obviously was really good friends with Matt, and she quarantined with them.
Yeah.
The whole quarantine crew thing. And then she went back to Alabama. Then she was like transitioning to LA. So she was going to move to LA, but she's like, hey, can I come stay with you in San Diego for a couple of weeks? And I was like, yeah, of course. So that was at the like 1st of July or like the 30th of June. And she came, and literally the first thing she said, like we had talked, but like small talk, we hadn't talked anything about that really. But when she got to my house, the first thing she said, she's like, oh my goodness, Heather, like you and Matt would be such an amazing match. Like, it's crazy. Like you would really like him. And he'd really like you. Like, it's just like, she was like, had like an epiphany almost. And I was like, oh, really? Like, I didn't think much about it. I know he'd already, at that point, he was already announced because mid-June he was announced as Bachelor. I was just like, oh, like, dang it. Like, that's a bummer. But like, didn't really think much about it. Mm-hmm. And then throughout those couple weeks that she was here, she just like continued to talk about him and like talk about her time there. Cause like, that was like a lot of her life, you know, the past few months.
Yeah.
And the more she talked about it, she's like, oh, dang, like she was so passionate about it. And it got me like, okay, wait, I started like thinking about it and being like, that's really rare for like her to really say anything. Cause she's not just like this like matchmaker that tries to do it all the time. Like when she says something, she like means it. So I was like, dang it. Like, that's such a bummer.
Were you attracted to him?
Yeah, I was attracted to him. I just hadn't like the fact that he was the Bachelor, like it was already just like, I didn't think, oh, I'm going to go back on The Bachelor. And like, that just wasn't even like a possibility in my brain. I never even went there. So I just didn't think about it, but I was like, dang it. It's really rare for someone, one of my really good friends who knows me so well, to think that there's the guy that she knows really well, that we'd be really good match, and like all the qualities and faith and just everything about us. So it was just like kind of a bummer, but I still, again, wasn't like, I didn't know him. I just knew what she talked about him, but I was just like, dang. But then it continued like over the next couple months, and she continued to talk about him. And I was like, oh, she's like, Heather, what if you just went on the show? And I was like, no. Like at first I was like, there's no way I'm going back on that. Like, it's just, there wasn't even like a thing I could think about. And then, yeah. And then
just, well, the more wait a second. out of all of this time, because it's like over almost a span of months, why didn't she say, let me get you on FaceTime with him, or let me, or like, maybe we'll go see him if he's in LA doing press or something like that. Why didn't she try to at least have you guys meet in person so that if there really was enough of a chemistry and connection that you could go on the show and he'd be really accepting of it?
So I did, like, she was on FaceTime with him. Like, I said hi. She didn't want to, like, impose, like, she didn't want to say anything. And she's like, if there was anything to happen, like, I don't want to, like, say anything. But she kept telling him the same thing. And I think he just didn't know me as well. So it was just like a thing that we didn't want to meet. He was going to come to LA and I wanted to, she was like, come up and see him. And then he didn't end up coming and seeing her. So they didn't see each other at that point. And by the time I was actually like serious about it, it was like, it was already like, he was soon like going out to be filming. So,
Besides saying hi on FaceTime, no real meeting.
Yeah, no.
Okay.
That was it.
It's a weird time too, because, you know, Becca Tilly came on my season and I'd met her once in passing and I was like, you know, but I was going to be the bachelor. And so at the same time, you're like, hey, this is weird, but if there's something here, just come on the show, because you kind of have that, like, I guess the selfish desire of like, I don't know. Like, I want to give this a try being the bachelor and try to date at the same time. So then you decide at some point to go on to this season, right? How
at
nervous
one point.
Were you? Yeah. How and how nervous were you? Like, what's going through your head?
At the point I started at that point when I was like, okay, I really need to meet this guy. It was like, I'm gonna regret it if I don't. I was like, what am I gonna regret more? And so I was like, so then I started like trying to reach out and talking to, you know, producers and stuff. And then I was terrified. Like I was absolutely terrified. I was like, there's no way I can do this again. And I know like I wouldn't be coming in with like, I knew it wasn't gonna be like open arms welcoming me in. And also just like going through that whole thing again, like it's really not like my natural personality to do that, this kind of thing. Mm-hmm. So I was really terrified, but I literally was just like, my 2020 motto was like, everything that I'm afraid of doing, I just have to like do it anyways and just like be bold. And like, I'm like, what am I going to regret more if I don't try or if I try? So I did it.
Okay. So what week was it that you ended up calling them as far as film dates? Because we know that they started filming the first, second week of October. So when did you start making the calls?
I was talking to them before that. And I think they were just like, not sure.
We
and
heard
so
rumors. They weren't so down with the idea, which is actually shocking to me. I don't know why they wouldn't be.
Like they were just like, it was just like kind of up in the air. It was just like, not sure. It was just like, we were in talks and they were like talking about it. And I think they were just like thinking through like, what could work, what couldn't work, what's going to be best for Matt. And so it was just kind of like, it was all like we were in talks for a bit. It was for a while. And so I was kind of just like, I don't know what's going to happen.
It was never an option for you to go in with the other late arrivals in week 3 or 4?
I don't know if it was, I knew nothing about that. Mm-hmm. So I don't know if that was an option for them. It could have been. But I think there's just so many people, I don't know. They weren't like telling me like what was happening, obviously, and letting me know about there's extra girls and all these things. So like, it was just like, we'll keep you posted, not sure, that kind of thing. So,
I mean, and credit to you, you're staying in it. You're pursuing it. You're interested in it because you're interested in this guy. Like, this isn't ideal for you. You don't want to show up to a show like late in the season, you know, cause a little ruckus. Like you were actually like into him and you wanted to see if this could work. So then you fly out to the filming. Walk us through, how did this work? How did it happen? Where were you staying? There's so much unknown, so many things that you have to clarify. What did it work out like?
Let's be real. Did you book that flight?
I did book the flight. Yeah. Yeah. So I had like my last, cause I was telling you, like, we were in talks. It was like back and forth, not sure, blah, blah, blah. And I was just like, at that point I was like frustrated, but also I was like, I've put so much thought into this at this point. And like, I've invested, you know, cause once you think about something for so long and you're like,
yeah,
I put a lot of energy, I'm just like, it has to happen. I was like, I got to make this happen, like one way or another. And so I had, like a final conversation with one of the producers, and he's like, I can't see how we can make this work. I don't think it's going to work. And I was like, we're making it work. So I literally that day, I literally booked a red eye from LAX to Pittsburgh and rented a minivan and drove to Nemecolon the next morning. So
why did you rent a minivan? Because it was such a, like, a joke for everyone.
It was so funny that that was like, that became a joke, because at first, like, when they, so I just like got to the airport and I was like, I got to rent a car and went to Enterprise. Like, oh, we have a minivan. I was like, yeah, sure, of course. Like,
you're like, yeah, perfect. Did not, TV.
Did not think twice. I had no, like, I was laughing. I was like, aha, like, I was taking videos of myself, like, got a minivan, thought nothing of it. Like, I was just like, this is great, fits all my bags, like, whatever. Thought it was kind of funny. I didn't think my car was going to be like,
highlighted.
I just didn't know what I was thinking. So, that was so funny. That became a thing. I was stoked about the minivan, had no idea what was going to happen. But that was that. That was all me.
I always rent a minivan if I can rent a car, because, you know, at some point, hopefully in my life, if I'm blessed, I'll have the opportunity to drive a minivan full time and need to. But I'm always down for it. Heather, knowing you through the podcast and getting to meet you, and knowing your story on Colton season, which was you had never been kissed and you were a little more shy, a little more reserved. Mm-hmm. You now find yourself driving across Pennsylvania in a minivan on your way to surprise a nationally televised show. What is going through your head, and how are you not panicking? How are your pits not sweating out? Like, how is this? How is this not a mess?
Ben, I don't know. Like, it was so crazy. And I was like, what, the entire time I was like, what am I doing? Like, I'm like, this is just, it's just like my normal thing. I just felt like, to be honest, I just felt this like strong sense of like, this is what I'm supposed to be doing. And I don't know why, like, it was very weird. I just was like, this I have to do. I just really, really felt that way. And so I just went with it. And I was like, the entire time, like, when I got like boarded the plane, I was like, Heather, like, what are you doing? Like, you're a psycho. Like, what's happening? And I just like kept going. I was so nervous. I think when I was driving up to Nemecolon was like the scariest moment of my life. I was like, what in the world is happening?
Okay. So when you're driving up to security, did you text producers that morning? Be like, hey, just letting you know, I am on my way.
I think they
kind of had a warning.
Yeah.
Okay.
They're so, tracking flights.
I feel like Chris Harrison really wasn't prepared though when he saw you.
I don't know. It was
okay. So you were staying at a motel, and they like basically said, go back to it while we make this decision. Did you really go back to a motel, or did they say, okay, here, we have a room for you at Nemecolon?
I don't know what I'm allowed to say, guys. I was staying at a Hampton Inn, mm-hmm. a beautiful Hampton Inn. And yeah, I think they, after that conversation, we had quite a long conversation, and then they called me soon after. I think they just like made a decision, and then I started quarantining with them.
Okay, so Heather. I have like a lot more.
There's no judgment here either, because here's the thing. You have Ashley Eich and Eddie, who is like a hopeless romantic and loves this story. And like, if this is the way this turned out where you met your husband, she would be in tears watching it. And then you have me, who's like, I just can't believe you did it. Like, this is...
No, it's like, to me, it's not shocking at all, nor is it like really wacky to me. Like I could see myself sort of doing this, but this is where I stop maybe seeing myself doing it, especially after how many times I've done the show and all that. And you only did it once, so like whatever, fight. Just do it. If you feel it, just do it. It's not like you're like seemingly desperate by going your second time to try to meet a guy that, you know, your best friend thinks that you'd be so well fitted with. Okay, so but this is what I'm like, when you found out that after quarantining for a certain amount of days, you'd be going in during the top six row ceremony, the ceremony that narrowed it down to top six, did you at all think, oh crap, it is too far in?
Honestly, I didn't know that at that point.
Oh, okay.
I mean, I knew, like, obviously it wasn't night one. I knew it was not like week one or two, but I had no idea. Like, I knew it was the rose ceremony. I just didn't know like how many girls were left. I didn't know other girls had come in. Like, but at that point I was like, to enter a rose ceremony was like absolutely terrifying, and like walking up the stairs, and I was like, oh my gosh, what do you guys, like, what do I have to do?
But you looked stunning. Like, just to let you know, like, you looked so beautiful that it must have been so hard for him to say no.
Oh, you're so sweet. Thank you. But no, I was just like, I did all this and I've quarantined. Like, there's no way I'm going to like, I was like, even if I make an absolute fool of myself, which I like was expecting to do, like, I prepared myself. Mm-hmm. I was like, this is not gonna like make me look in the best lights. But I was like, whatever. I was like, I'm here. I went through everything like to get here. I'm like, whatever. The people who know me and love me. And I'm already like, they know I'm a weirdo. So like, if whatever other people have to say, it's like, whatever.
I think it was very strong of you.
Thank you.
Very brave. I mean, to really just kind of know that there was like a 90% chance of you were going to like, quote, make a fool of yourself. That's awesome. To me.
Thank you. It was 100% chance in my brain. I was like, there's no way. It's like, I mean, I like know, you know, I know the process. So I knew what was going to happen, but I was just like, it's worth it. You know, either way, I was doing something I was afraid of. And I was like, it'll be a story or it'll be, you know, it could work out. So I didn't know.
So let's talk about that night.
Okay.
Matt's reaction to you. Were you happy with it? I would have been happy with it. I think that he was actually quite receptive to you and very sweet the way he handled it.
Yeah, he was so sweet. Like, I was like, walking into Chris Harrison was, like I was saying, it was like the scariest moment of my life. But I think like that was the second scariest moment of my life. Like walking up, having to just walk in past the girls, and like, I didn't know if I should smile. I didn't know if I should wave. Like, I had no idea. I was like literally like shaking. But he, when I walked in, he just started dying laughing for like a weird amount of time. And I was just like, it just made it like, that like put me at ease. Like, it just made me feel like immediately comfortable. You know, I was like, okay, like it felt like someone I knew and like, not, it just wasn't scary. So I just like it, his presence just immediately put me at ease. He was so happy. He's like, I'm so excited. It was just like, yeah, I was very, very appreciative of his response for sure.
Did you black out? Like, do you remember the moment when you walked into the room? That was, I was watching it. I just want to know, like, did you know at all what you were doing and saying?
It was kind of weird. Like right before, like I, cause with Colton, when I did that, when I got out of the limo, like I completely blacked out. Like I had no idea what was happening, but for some reason, like as I was pulling up in the minivan before, I just had like, it was like, I was really scared, but it was just like, I was with it. Like, I was like, I had like a weird sense of peace. I was like, okay. So I kind of was like, it felt more normal. I feel like, because like he felt more like a human than like this idolized celebrity crush person.
Mm-hmm. Totally. All right. We have to talk about the girls because they were very mean to you. It was another point of bullying in this season. How do you feel about them now?
I have no like bad feelings about the girls now. I understood where they were coming from, and like I understood they were frustrated, and I think that's why I was like, I was really sad and shocked about the reaction. Mm-hmm. But no, I have no ill will towards the girls or any like negative feelings. I think they were just like, I understood it. So
they're protective. I mean, all season, right? We went from like with this cast, like bullying to being just like mean. I don't know if you can like separate the two. And it was just like another sign of that. But also they're protective. That just feels like you're invading their space a little bit. Well, Heather, you know, you go through this whole season. This becomes a storyline. I am super intrigued at what your life looks like now, because there's been rumors flying around, right? You've been in the headlines still even past this. You were in the headlines for people thinking they edited you out of Women Tell All. And then there was headlines saying that Matt and you are together. So what's going on in life?
Yeah, I mean, life is pretty much back to normal. Like,
Life is back to normal, and I'm dating Matt.
No. I'm not dating Matt. I think he has a lot going on in his life. Like,
sure
he is, you know, he's going through a ton. I can't even imagine, which is like so many different aspects. So just of the show, just everything. So I think he has a lot going on right now. So no, I'm not dating Matt.
Where did that rumor come from, though? Like, how would you explain it starting?
I don't know. I just started getting, people just said, we know. Things.
It was a headline that his location on Instagram was the same location one night as yours.
That was the start of it. Yes. That was the start of it. That he was in San Clemente and I was in San Clemente. Okay. Yeah. That was like a while ago.
Just a coincidence.
Yeah. I mean, San Clemente is like 30 minutes from me. My best girlfriend lives there. So I'm in San Clemente all the time. And I guess he was there too.
Well, have you met in real life since?
No, we haven't.
No.
Mm-mm.
So I can't even ask you if you've kissed Matt James in real life.
You can still ask. They just have never seen each other, Ashley. So
yeah.
Have you kissed another guy since Colton?
This is what I said. I was like, I told Chris, because they were asking me this too. I was like, I don't kiss and tell anymore after that show.
Well,
not anymore.
I don't know.
You're mysterious.
Well, Heather, how did it feel then with the Women Tell All? You, from everything I've read and seen, you weren't edited out. They just had moved you in and out of the set at times, right?
Yeah, I don't know, guys. I don't know what I'm allowed to say.
You can just say that. You can just end that there. We'll make our assumptions. Heather, you any chance you go on Paradise?
I don't think so. I don't think Paradise is. I mean, I don't want to ever, like, again, like, I hate saying, like, I never would have said I would have gone back on the show. You know, that would have been a no. But I don't think that's the show for me. I don't, just for multiple different reasons. But yeah, I don't think so.
Lots of people have told us that, like, Derek Paith once said, there's no way, 100%, no way. And then we saw him on the beach 2 months later.
That's what I hate. Like, I don't want to ever say like 100%, because then exactly, I always get annoyed when people say that and then they do it. But as of now, that's kind of where I am.
Okay. Well, you're the sweetest. And I feel like everybody is very attached to you now, even more so than after Colton's season. I think that people would like to see you on Paradise. So don't rule it out if there's a little part of you that would want to do it.
Okay. Well, thank you. That is very kind. Yeah. Super sweet.
You are super sweet. And it was very crappy for us to see the hate that you were getting that week. Because we're like, this isn't about Heather. Like, are you kidding me? Like, this isn't Heather doing anything wrong. She's just like exhausting all options and like making sure that she's not missing out on something.
Yeah, this could be her Prince Charming. She was pursuing love. Heather Martin, thank you so much for coming on. Thanks for doing your first interview with us. We appreciate you. We hope to see you back soon on the Almost Famous podcast.
Well, thank you guys so much. It was so good to talk to you guys.
Thanks, Heather. Talking to you. See you soon. Bye.
See you later. Bye.
I'm in charge of headlines this week, and we're starting off with Caitlin Bristow's incredible April Fool's prank on Jason Tarjic. It was truly legendary. You guys, I could explain exactly what happens, but it's best for you just to grab your phone, look at Instagram, and see how Caitlin pranked Jason from like 2,000 miles away. She's in New Mexico filming The Bachelorette, and he is, I believe, like in Tennessee at their home. And long story short, she sent him a naughty picture the night before. It was all very planned out. And then the next day, she had 30 friends from all different realms of their life text him, "Oh my God, did you mean to post that on your Insta story?" And then he called her and he was like, everybody's asking if I posted something on my Instagram and I have no idea what they're talking about. And then Caitlin was like, "Oh my God, was it what I sent you last night?" And he is just freaking out. Like, you guys have got to see the footage that she has recorded via FaceTime or Zoom or something like that. Just hysterical at how completely anxious he was. And then when she said April Fools, you could tell that he was annoyed, but it was maybe the greatest April Fool's joke I've ever seen, ever. So definitely pull this up on Instagram. Another April Fool's, which, darn it, why couldn't it be for real? Matt James posted earlier in the day on April Fool's Day that it was time. Peace out, beard. Well, everybody got really excited that he was showing his handsome face off again. And just a couple hours later, he posted again on Instagram with the beard in full force, said April Fool's, with like his eye closed, saying April Fool's, hashtag beard gang. So I guess the beard's not going to go anywhere soon. This April Fool's kind of reminded me of Michael Strahan's. Michael Strahan's was fantastic. The day before April Fool's Day, I know this is not Bachelor related, but I think it's worth noting, he posted that he was at like the oral surgeon or the dentist or something, and he got his teeth, his gap, his infamous gap fixed. And they must have put, you know, falsies in there. And, you know, there's so many comments like, "You look beautiful both ways," but like, "Oh, I really, really miss the gap. How can you get rid of your signature?" And then on April Fool's Day, he revealed that the gap was still there. He said that all the comments are really sweet, but like, I love Michael Strahan, and I thought that was such a fantastic April Fool's too. In not joking news, but wonderful news, Crystal Nielsen gave birth this week. If you follow her on Instagram, she documented the entire thing, slide by slide. So many Insta stories over the past couple weeks. She gave birth on Wednesday, March 31st, and it was after 18 hours of labor. She had an epidural. She had to be induced. She had even a balloon to help her dilate. She said it was actually surprisingly easier than she thought. And she said that she didn't have like a lot of side effects, like barely any tearing, minimal swelling. She said she peed no problem. She was able to walk an hour and a half after the baby was born. And right now, we don't have the name for the baby. We know that she is beautiful. And I think we're going to have Crystal on the podcast soon to discuss the entire birth story. But congratulations to one of our almost famous friends. We love Crystal. Can't wait to hear the story. In other pregnancy news, oh, apparently my husband's laughing at me. Why are you laughing at me? You know what? You do headlines by yourself.
No, I know. I understand. I'm sorry. I was walking. I was just grabbing a shirt.
Yeah. Like, you know what? You're throwing me off too. It's like you're like silently trying to open the closet door.
You always come in.
Yeah, but that's when you're going back and forth with somebody, not like trying to do a monologue by yourself.
I have to do this thing, so I needed to grab my shirt. But anyway, point is, I think it's, I was thinking about how I would describe Crystal giving birth.
Yeah, it's like everything is fairies.
It's
like,
yeah, it's great. And I'm so happy for her. And, it's always like weird talking about someone that you're friends with, but like haven't seen in so long about having a child with someone you don't know. You know, it's like, yeah. He seems great. And like, I'm so happy for them. And then that's really all I have to say about it. It's because it's such a monumental moment in somebody's life. And yeah. You want to support them.
Yeah. Her pregnancy flew by. It felt like just yesterday she announced, but she didn't announce until she was like 4 months. So that's probably why.
I remember that announcement, that video that she posted where she was like kind of panicking.
Oh yeah, that's right. It feels like yesterday.
Yeah.
Well, do you want to stay here while we talk about the fact that Lauren and Ari are moving to Hawaii?
Yeah, that makes sense. I mean, where were they? Arizona?
Yeah.
They like warm weather. Why not move to Hawaii? They look like they're doing well for themselves.
Well, apparently it was... Did you brush your teeth yet?
No way. I mean, yes, I did.
Oh, really?
I just had a bar and coffee.
You just
I haven't had much water.
Oh, you had coffee since brushing your teeth?
I don't remember.
You didn't have much water. It's okay. You can back out. Love you. Okay, so Lauren and Ari are moving to Hawaii. They were there on a baby moon this past week. And I guess they if you watch their video, it makes it seem like they have been planning this move. They were on Zillow looking around at houses somewhere else. And then she came across this house in Hawaii. And she said, without seeing it in person, let's put down an offer. They got the house. And they'll be moving in shortly. I don't know when, like maybe after the babies are delivered, but it's a 4-bedroom, 2-bathroom. It's really spacious. You guys can see the entire video. It's also modern.
So
it's
you're telling me, sorry to butt in, but you're telling me, I didn't know this, that they put an offer in on the house without seeing it in person?
Yeah.
Are they insane?
I guess.
How do you do that? How are you just like, yeah, I'll take the photos at their word? They're especially being so prominent on Instagram, they should know better than anybody. You can't take photos at their word. Everything's enhanced and depends on the lighting, and it looks better than it actually is.
Look, I watched the video, and my interpretation of it is that they bought it without seeing it in real life. Or maybe Lauren didn't see it in real life, and Ari went on his own or something, but it was like their baby moon was the first time she saw it in real life. And he was not the realtor. Like, he doesn't have his license in Hawaii. He's obviously going to be getting his license in Hawaii.
Or are they going to be there full time?
Yeah, they're going to be there full time.
Wow, that's pretty cool.
No, it is really cool. It's so unlike us. Like, you guys, Jared and I have been
just
in this
to Rhode Island. That's the complete opposite of Hawaii.
Well, the complete opposite of Hawaii, but also you and I can't put offers on anything. We're scared shitless, and then these people put an offer on something without seeing it.
It took me 2 weeks to buy a brand new pair of sneakers. We have very difficult times spending money. I like that mindset about us.
No, I do too. Jared, I mean, did. They were $120. He'd never bought a pair of sneakers for over $100. He was very excited about
well,
the
sneakers.
They were
Project Rocks, which is the Rocks line, and he motivates me to work out. So I was like, I need sneakers to like make me feel cool at the gym, so I'll feel confident and it'll make me work out harder while I'm there.
I know.
But then it was like, they're $100. What am I doing? I should buy a pair of $30 sneakers.
No, I was like, Jared, you love them. You love them. You're going to go back and treat yourself to them.
Yeah. Anyway, Ari and Lauren, bought a new house. Congratulations.
More moving news. Rachel Lindsay reunites with her husband, Brian Absolo, in LA. She goes, R&B are back where they belong, which is together. They have been apart for a while. Whenever she got the job full time at Extra, I think early fall, they've been kind of long distance. And now he's living full time in LA. So good for them. That's very nice to have them together again. Then couples being together, Zach Clark surprised Tayshia during the filming of The Bachelorette this week. She said she got a surprise visit, and which made me think. I'm so sorry, long pause. But did they have Zach like quarantine in another room without telling Tayshia for a while? Because they are strict on the COVID protocols on these sets. So was he testing and staying in another room before surprising her and knocking on her own door? I don't know, but that is almost what it makes me feel like they'd have to do for all these set visits, whether it's Zach or Jason. We hope to have Jason on the podcast soon, and we'll ask him about the significant other quarantining. Corinne Olympios reflects on controversial bachelor naps. Well, if you remember, Corinne loved naps. I don't know that this is really the most headline you've ever seen, but she was talking about her naps, and there were two of them that really made the girls upset. One was during a pool party back on Nick's season. The other one was during a rose ceremony where she already had a rose. She said that she just wasn't going to not be herself. And she actually said, this is a little bit more interesting to me than the naps. She said that the first night while standing there during the rose ceremony, she felt like she almost fainted, which I can kind of understand because one, so late, you're really tired, you know, completely off a sleep schedule. You are in the highest heels, standing in them still for just like standing still in them, rocking back and forth for like 2 hours. She said that the balls of her feet were in such pain. And then you may be hungry at that point. I don't know. I was never hungry because I would eat all the hors d'oeuvres. They had so many hors d'oeuvres those nights. And then just like all the anxiety. She just said, guys, I need medical attention. Like, I am not well. Oh, my God. Oh, my God. Oh, my God. It was horrible. Please, please don't do this. God, don't let me faint. So, you know, that's a fun Corinne quote for you for this week. My friend Nick Viall is launching his own podcast network with Cast Media. So it's not just going to be the Viall Files on Cast Media anymore. He's going to expand and be the producer and sometimes guest, sometimes host on other pop culture news and sports podcasts. So congratulations to our friend Nick. He's becoming a mogul. And what other headlines do we have this week? Oh. Podcast. On the topic of podcasts, Peter Weber and Dustin Kendrick announced that they're going to have a podcast called Bachelors in the City. I think it's supposed to be like Sex in the City because they're going to be talking about their single lives and their New York experience on this new podcast. Peter said, we thought it would be kind of cool to share our experiences with our following and just talk about why we love the city so much and bring out a lot of cool, influential people in the city. This is a really fun city and it offers a sense of optimism that not a lot of cities or places in the world do. So stay tuned for Bachelors in the City, another Bachelor-related podcast. And here is our last headline of the week. It's according to E! Online, and it says that there are Bachelor stars that are apprehensive to join Bachelor in Paradise. Of course, there's been a lot of controversy around the franchise lately, and since casting has become, some members of Bachelor Nation, according to a source, are apprehensive to sign up for Bachelor in Paradise. Some are wondering what direction the season will take and are curious if it will strictly focus on the contestants falling in love. A second source agrees with these sentiments, adding that they've had to put out several asks to Bachelor veterans. Many people are declining due to the current state of the of Bachelor Nation. A lot of people are removing themselves from the franchise. So it will be interesting to see the cast that they get together for Bachelor in Paradise and whether these people, you know, have initially cold feet and decide to go with it or whether they really take a stand and don't go forward with future seasons. Well, if you didn't notice, Ben had to leave. He had a flight. And it's just been me the past 10 or 15 minutes. And I will be signing off right now by saying thanks for listening, guys. We love you so much. Comment, rate us. Let us know what you're thinking in the message board and on iTunes. We will talk to you next week. Until then, I've been Ashley. Bye.
Follow the Ben and Ashley I, Almost Famous podcast on iHeartRadio or subscribe wherever you listen to podcasts.